Now, it's another very important subject this morning, and one that is very close to the heart of many of our Nolan listeners. I should have asked the minister. Perhaps he's off to have a cup of tea after sharing his thoughts with the listeners this morning. But there's big, big news this morning, and Ruth has already called the programme on this, 08459 555 678. The news this morning that the teapot is under threat. Sales of teapots have halved in the past 5 years, and there is already a campaign underway. It's called the Campaign for Civilised Tea Drinking, for people who feel that a cup of tea is not right unless it's made in a teapot. None of this putting the tea bag in the mug and throwing the milk and the sugar in. Is the Campaign for Civilised Tea Drinking something that you would join? Ruth, is this a campaign that you would back?
Certainly would, Joel. I think it's the most heathen practice to throw a tea bag into a mug. Oh, it's heathen.
A heathen practice.
Heathen practice.
Disgraceful.
Absolutely dreadful.
How many cups of tea would you go through in a day, Ruth?
A lot.
Too many to count them.
Probably very, very partial to a pot of tea.
And do you know the difference? Now, say you go to one of your friends, one of your friends who you would go around maybe to visit in the afternoon, and she would say, I'll put the kettle on. Can you actually tell the difference if she's gone to the bother of getting the teapot out of the cupboard? Maybe she's got the good teapot out of the good cupboard with the good china, or if she's engaged in that heathen practice of putting the tea bag in the mug. How do you know?
Joel, I would strongly suspect that the vast bulk of people with whom I'm friendly use tea bags. So it would be tea bag tea.
Do you use proper tea?
I use proper.
Oh, do you?
I certainly do. Oh, yes.
It must take you forever making. What's the whole process of making the cup of tea?
It doesn't take forever. You warm the teapot.
Yes.
And you add your tea and you pour on boiling water, and Bob's your uncle.
Bob's. And when does the milk? Does the milk go in at the very end, or do you go with the milk early?
Oh, I think you put the milk into the mug, the cup, first of all.
First of all?
Yeah.
Right.
I do anyway. Other people mightn't.
Yes. Very, very, very important, this. I mean for people like you, if the teapot was to become a thing of the past, Ruth, I mean you would be up in arms.
I'd have to lay on a supply jewel.
You have to open a teapot shop. Could be the way forward. This could be a niche in the market for you, Ruth.
Very much,
Joel. Adrian McLaughlin's on the line this morning, one of our leading hotels, of which there are many. And Adrian, I mean, is there a success? Is there a key to making a successful cup of afternoon tea?
Well, Joel, we serve quite a lot of afternoon tea at the Merchant Hotel, and we're also launching at the Port Authority Hotel soon. And we believe that there's nearly a ceremony to the tea, you know. We use antique teapots, we use tea strainers, we use a local company called Suki Tea to provide us with our loose leaf tea and very different flavoured teas. And so, that, you know, you do need to take your time, you do need to give the tea time to express itself, and yes, definitely take your time and pour it, make yourself a nice cup of tea. It's well worth doing, well worth the effort.
See, I have to say, I probably wouldn't know. I mean, there's one of my colleagues in the sports department here at the BBC, Michael McNamee, is one of the finest tea makers, I'm told, in the history of tea makers, and he does a very, very good job for all those who work in the sports department on a regular basis. But, I mean, people say, that's a great cup of tea, and I have no idea what they mean. And I would just sort of say, yes, it is indeed, yes, sir, that's a great cup of tea. So how do people tell the difference about whether a cup of tea has actually come out of a teapot or whether somebody's just bunged a tea bag in the mug and said, there you are, drop of milk, and stuck it in your hand and said, enjoy that?
I think you can tell every time, Joel. I think it's in the flavour. It's the time that it takes comes out and expresses itself in the cup. You'll pick it up. You should pick it up every time.
So whenever you serve your tea in your hotel, it would be, as Ruth suggested, a heathen practice not to use a teapot.
Heathen. Absolutely. I agree with Ruth 100%. You need to take... It takes 4 minutes to brew a nice pot of tea.
Yes.
That's how long the leaves take in the hot water.
How many minutes?
4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yes. Four minutes.
0845955678. Adrian there telling us 4 minutes is the success, and we're bringing this subject to you this morning because the sales of teapots, as Mike Philpott was telling us in his newspaper review this morning on BBC Radio Ulster, have halved in the past 5 years. Is the teapot under threat? Would it make any difference to you? Or as one of our County Down listeners has suggested, is it only a hallion that throws a tea bag into a mug and fires the boiling water over the top of it? Fergus is in Warren Point. Morning, Fergus.
Oh, Fergus, how are you?
I'm very well.
I knew of a painter, and he took the loose tea to work in the church envelopes. You know the church Sunday basket collection?
Yes.
And he put the money in for the clergy. He would take them to work. He wouldn't give them to the church, and he'd put his loose tea in them and sugar and have a tea break from that.
Did they ever find out what happened when they did?
Well, I think the tea came up all right. Another painter told me this, and I don't think there's any complaints about the tea.
What about yourself, Fergus? I mean, is a cup of tea close to your heart?
Well, it would be, yeah. I wouldn't say either one. I'd hate to see the teapot disappear. But the tea bag is handy.
So you the odd day you would be a hallion?
Yes. Yes, I must admit, yes.
And involve yourself in that heathen practice?
Well, it's still good tea anyway. At least it's still good service, the two of them, you know. But I mean, like, the only thing is, if you're out in a restaurant, there's an awful lot of cheap teapots, and you go to pour, goes all over the table.
I was just about to say that, Fergus. Adrian, are you listening to this? They say, I hope you none of those teapots where the water comes out the top and goes all over the table, and then it goes round your shortbread and everything.
I'm taking notes, Joe. I've put my hands up. We have purchased those pots before, but I believe that we're bereft of them at the minute.
You've got rid of them all.
I think they're all gone. Yes, certainly in the merchant we use antique silver teapots that require a little bit of maintenance every now and again. They're beautiful.
Fergus will be glad to hear that none of those dodgy teapots. Patrick's in Marafelt. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. What about you, Patrick? Are you a man for going through the process of getting your nice teapot out and the nice loose leaves, or is a tea bag in a mug good enough for you?
Well, occasionally I would make a cup of tea with a tea bag in the cup.
Even practice.
I'm a bit of a hygiene, really.
Yes.
But I think if you use tea bags in the pot and you boil your kettle,
yes,
rather than putting the boiling water in, let the kettle sit for a lack of minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it makes a better cup of tea, I think.
So a lack of minutes makes all the difference?
Yes.
How many are we talking, like 3, 4?
I'd say about 2 or 3 minutes.
And then pour the water out of the kettle into the teapot.
Pour the water into the kettle.
Right.
Or into the teapot.
Yes.
And then put it on the ring and
should the tea bag be in already, or do you put the water in and then throw the tea bags in?
Now warm up your teapot.
Yes.
And put your couple of tea bags in, or 2 or 3 tea bags in.
Uh huh.
And then have your kettle boiled, but let the kettle sit for 50 minutes.
Well, I have to say, I didn't realise that making a cup of tea was such a scientific art